You need Parshas Matas. The first pasuk. Vayomer Moshe Rosh Yamatas Bnei Yisrael Lema Zeh Adover Asher Tzivo Hashem Zeh Adover Asher Tzivo Hashem. It's Parshas Nedorim. So Rashi brings on the pasuk Zeh Adover. Brings a chazal, Moshe is nave b'koya ma'ar Hashem. You find Moshe being is nave in a loshon of koy. Koya ma'ar Hashem, kechatzoy zalayla, other places with koy. Hanaviyim is nave b'koya ma'ar Hashem. Moisef aleihem Moshe, shen is nave b'loshon zadov. Zadov was Moshe ben at a high madrig of nevuah that you don't find in it by the Nevi'im, which is zadov. So the Mephoshim explain the Mizrahi Va'oid, what's the chiluk between Zeh Adover and Koi. It says Zeh Adover is Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnava Basbaklaria Hami'ira. Ashenki, no other Novi had that. Asbaklaria Hami'ira is when the Nebuah is clore, it doesn't need any taich. It's given over the brewers. Every Novi that gets a Nebuah was not clear. Okay, there's a shtickle from the Maral Diskin in Parshas Bolok, a famous shtickle from the Maral Diskin in Parshas Bolok that the Abiezri brings in Hilchas Yisoidi HaTorah word by word. And he says when an Ovi is Mekabel Nevuah, he's seeing it through a tinted glass. It's like when he's, and he sees it, Kefi his Tchunas Nafshoi. You look at something through a red glass, it's red. Blue is blue. That's how you see it. And the Novi has to touch it up. And the way the Novi touches it up, that's the Emes of Pshat in the Nevuah. That's where it comes from by a chaloim. The chaloim is the pisser and it's kfiya peh because it's echad mishishim of nevuah. But akoponim, that's by all the nevi'im. The moshel, you have the Gemara Megillah. There was a nevuah on the churban, a certain nevuah that was given to nevi'im by the churban. And they didn't know how to meet. They said, go to Chulda HaNevi'ah. Chulda HaNevi'ah, Chulda was one of the nevi'im. Vichy Chulda HaNevi'ah, she was. She was a Nevi'ah, one of the Shiva Nevi'im. Why go to Chulda, says the Gemara Megillah? Why go to Chulda? Because Noshim Rachmoni Yosei. What's the Sheikhs? A Nevu'ah is a Nevu'ah. What's it? There it is, because Tchulas Nefesh is more Rachmonos than an Ish, so it'll be touched up with more of a Midas of Rachmonos. But I call upon him. So the Pshat is, but the Aspaklari Hamirin needed no touch. Nothing to touch up. It was an absolute clorker. That's how he learns the chiluk of Zeh and Koi. The Maral, the Gorari, he asks on this. He says, so what's the Tosefes that Moshe Rabbeinu was not only Zeh Adover but also with Koi? It's a lower Madrega Nevuah, Tainus. I should say, all the Nevi'im were B'Koi Amar Hashem, Moshe was with Zeh Adover. It's Mashma. The Nevi'im were B'Koi, Moshe also had Koi Amar Hashem. Nois of Aleya Moshe. If Koi is a lower Madrega, what's the... Why do we have to be madgish that Moshe Rabbeinu had that? As I frekta. Okay, you have to know what the answer is. It could be that even though to answer the Mizrahi, Avada Zeh Adover is a higher level. Avada is the madrigas of a Novi of a Nevuah. But there's something that Koy Omar Hashem has that Zeh Adover doesn't. That the Novi has the ability to touch it and that becomes Pshat in the Nevuah. That's a Koyach that was given to a Novi. That when the Novi zogged, the way he saw it, Agamaymar Muzka, that's also why Ein Shnei Nevi'im Nisnabu B'Signa Nechel. Two Nevi'im say the exact same thing, Mila B'Bila, Niskav, like it says, Niskav no Edusan. By Edim, Hilchas Edus, if they say word per word, it's possible. Possible, it's Kenneth Zimes. That means because they pre-planned it. Same thing with two Nevi'im, they can't be the same, because each one can't be. They have a different Tchunas and Akoponim. But maybe the pshat is that's a certain koyach that a Novi has, so the Hadgosh is, yet it's a lower madrig of Novi mit Nevuah, but Moshe Rabbeinu also had that. He did have that. We have to be mad. It's Hadgosh that he did have that. Rakupon, the Maral says this pshat over here. He says, we're not going on Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. One also has to know, I'm not going to, what was the Hagdor by Moshe? The Pshat HaMakubal, that Zeh Adover was asked, which Nevuah was with Koyam HaRashem, which one was asked by Klari HaMe'ira? Pashtus, it's not different types of nevuas, but the Pashtus is at different times. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he started, was also Aspak Lar Yisheena Meir. When was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoicha to that Madrega Nevuah? It's Machlokes Rishonim. If it was by the Sneh or by Matan Torah. Ramban, the Sforno. It's Machlokes Rishonim. When he was Zoicha to the Madrega of Barakol Ponim, the Fidah Mizrahi, that's talking about levels, he started off as Koi, but as Koi Amashad anyway. Barakol Ponim, the Maral, because of the Kasha that I mentioned, he says, we're not referring to different levels of the world. It's not the Hadgosha, the Zerim Koi. It's all different Havana here. Zehadovar means that's the Dover Be'etzem. That's an Emes and Metzias, Sheloi Niten L'Shinui. Koi is Koi. Now it's like this. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnave in Torah, Torah was always Zehadovar. But there was also in Yonah Nevuah, not only for Torah, mitzvahs, and tzivuyim. There was Nevuah of a Ma'oira. Koyam Hashem kechatzayis alaylo. Ma'oiras that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael, Hiroashos, even some. So he says the difference is when you're talking about in Yonah Ha'oilam, anything in the world could change. There's nothing that's fixed. There's something that can't change. There's anything in this world, in Oilam Haza, any teva that can't change. Once upon a time, there was 9 planets. There aren't. Pluto is not a planet. And I'm not going to tell the whole story again. But I have to tell you this. They brought us up in Chedu, there are 9 planets. Pluto is a planet. That we were ingrained with that. It's not. Well, they got stronger telescopes. It's a ball of gases. It's a whole shaila, by the way. Had to be magdir planet. What's magdir planet? How solid does it have to be a planet? Anything could change. There were Nisei Mitzrayim. The whole teva just. Yeah, the Mayim becomes dam and the Ofer becomes kinim, and the Eish and the Mayim make shalom. And Olok, Melech Moyin is complaining. Kisa ein ha'oretz, we said over. Kisa ein ha'oretz means they change the whole outlook of the world. We have to throw out all our science books, all philosophy, science in the garbage. Anything in the world could change. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer, tzaddik can get up. I don't like that. Tzaddik goyzer and Yosef was poised the chalon to Paroi. It was going to be 7 shnois ro'o. After the 7 shnois sofer. How many were there? Not 7.
2.
What happened? Because Yaakov came to so Frekib Levi Yitzchok by Ditshiva. So Yosef should be in very, very big trouble. If the whole is where Paroi just let him off the hook. What happened over here? He was poison. It's going to be 7 shnois. Rob, there's only 2. Yeah. So Zokim Levi Yitzchak. No, he says, "Be medayik in the psirus achaloyim." Yosef said to Paroi, "Es asher eloi kim oise hera leParoi." Abishta showed you what he's doing. It could be, come a tamachochom a tzaddik and say no. This Rob business isn't working for me. It's a little bit hard to learn. He can stop it. That the Abishter doesn't tell you. Maybe there's a way to shut the sound. I don't know. It's the phone. Who's a Shomron? Tell Shomron he should shut the sound. I'm just saying the whole. So say back to the Maral. Rabbi, say back to the Maral. So the Maral says that's the difference. Zehadova, the only thing that will never change. That's an absolute, the only absolute mitzvah in this world is Torah. On Torah you can say Zahadov. You can't say that on anything else. And Memela, the Nitan HaTorah is Moshe Rabbeinu. So only Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnav and Zahadov. It's a Madrega of the Zahadov. The Gur Ari over here. The first cousin, the Indian to this, is in the Zahadov Parshas Koirach. In Parshas Koirach, the Maral is Meirich. What was the the oinish of the blia. Why nivlu, nivlu chayin, even without a kvura? Even without a kvura, it wasn't minan etzrofim, minan ikborim, it's blias chayin. Blias chayin. What's blias chayin? It's more than mefar v'zor l'ruach, and it's more than hanetzrofim. He says the pshat is because the metzias in the velt is Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is bora b'stakel b'raisa bora alma. He says if someone is koifer in Torah to the extent of koirach, they can't have a metzias. It can't exist if you don't have a mokim with Torah. And if in your world the Torah doesn't exist, so you can't be it. You have no metzias. It wasn't just the gather of an oinish, a punishment for being koifer. Ah, nishtok in Torah. Yeah, so no, you can't be in that metzias. The metzias in the veld. You see, kama pa'omim, that the Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk in the Torah when it's not even necessary. In Gittin, the Gemara is standing. What's Eretz Yisrael? What side is it? Is it Bitzofen of Akku is Bitzofen, and the Gemara brings a pasuk. And the in the Birchas Avram over there, he brings in the Brisker Rav. Open up a map. They had maps. They knew where it was. They knew Eretz Yisrael is. You're looking for Akku, Bitzofen. Ashkelon, but what is in a pasuk? You have to prove him. He says he can't prove from a map. It's Olam Hazeh. I'm saying in the mind, that's Koyomar. Could change. Yeah, it could change. But the stake in the Torah, that's. You find the Kama Po'omim. Rakoponim, that's. So it says the Maran Pashas Koyorach also. Person who doesn't have any Torah, I'm talking about a Madrega of Kfira like Koyorach, you can't exist. A person's chayim and his life is mitlatoli directly in his kesher to Torah. The less a person is mekusha to Torah, you mekusha to olam hazeh, is the pshat. You don't have the ikker. You're missing. You'll always feel missing. You'll be unhappy. You'll be depressed. You won't be fulfilled. You'll have money. You'll have tons of stuff, but you won't feel any toichet. Why? How come? Why is that? Because you don't have that. You don't have the metzias. You're missing the ikker. You're missing the ikker. Mention something now, derech agav. I would call it me'inyan le'inyan. Maybe ba'oisa inyan. Only because we had kama pa'omim in Maseches Pesachim, davdalu davtes. Chover shemeis v'iniach megura malei peiros. In a chover, in Chazal, in Mishnah, is what means a Talmud Chochem. Chover always means a. You have in the Mishnah, you have in the Gemara sometimes chavroi is a Talmid Chachomim. Doesn't mean of. Why are Talmid Chachomim given the name chover, which literally means a chaver? A chaver literally means a friend. A chavershaft, Knele Chachover. Why are Talmid Chachomim zoiche to that name? So the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is Perik Beis Demai. That's what it says, talking about two of Am Oretz of Chover. He says that the Talmidei Chachomim are called Chaverim. And the Loshon of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is Mishum Shechevrosom Ne'emono. Shechevrosom Ne'emono. Which means Ne'emon, loyal. So Ne'emonos they have, it's not breakable. So if you would just stop there, just those two words, which people quote, you could say the pshat is because Talmid Chachomim, the midas, the more choshev, the more loyal, you could be soymich on them. It's a real chavashav, not fake. It's an emesah. But the Rambam goes on. He says another few words. He says shechavrosam ne'mono shehil l'shem shemayim. Now. I can't say pshat 100% right now, the Rambam, but one thing is clear. What does it mean, Shehi L'Shem Shemayim? It's coming from the Shem Shemayim over here, Kimidumani, means Torah. What's called L'Shem Shemayim? I'm a friend of L'Shem Shemayim. It means because their chavershaft is in Torah. It's not a chavershaft in business, in other things that play ball together. No, it's a chevrosa, it's a chevra in Torah. And that, kanere, is the spitz chavashaf that is shaykh. That's why they're called chavim. Tell me something, a personal feeling. If you're ever friendly with someone, very friendly, good friend, good man, but you never spoke to them and learned, you never heard a word, you never shared a word, you feel like you're missing something. You don't know the person totally. You know a little bit, not. You don't really know. But if you have a kesher, even a little bit with Torah, he told you a word, you told him a word, Aret Abyssal, you got it. It's a different world. Think about how well you know the person. And the opposite also. If you know someone well in Torah, Yechavrusa, maybe you don't know if he likes sushi or not, what kind of sushi he likes. You don't know which sport he plays. Maybe you don't know that, but you know him a lot better. So it's mentioned to me another point. He says that anyone who he has a kesher with Torah with, even if he doesn't see the guy in 10 years, 12 years, he's here, they're there, you go back. But if you really had a good kesher, pick it up in a minute. A minute, oh, how you doing this? Someone who you did not have a kesher with in learning, you drift apart, doesn't connect. He's doing that, you can't. Think about it, it's Rabbi Say, it's Bodok Umanusa. Now, Havada, yeah, it's Bodok, and it should be. And if it's not, maybe you don't have a good Chavashaft in learning. But think about it. If you think about it, you could see. I told you this to come up to a lot of people. This is to a lot of people. Because the real Metzias is the Torah. If you have a connection to someone in the real Metzias, that's an emissa connection, an emissa chavashaft. It's connected. If you're connected to someone in Oilam Hazatik and Yonam, it's a level, but it's not. You're not connected to the pneumius of that person. You're connected to all the silly zaitikazach. It's not nothing. It's something. I'm not saying it's nothing. It's something. But not to my kroivim. Kroivim is something else. Kroivim is something else. I'm talking about a chavar. But it's in Santa Zach to be connected to someone in the Pnimis Shiravort. Shiravort. You want to hear a good word? What do you have to say? And this Shiravort's every so often. Okay, basically that's this Nakuda. I want to mention another Nakuda in Parshas Matas. Parshas Matas, we have Bnei God, Bnei Ruvain. Bnei God, Bnei Ruvain. Because I'll tell you a tire of art. A very tire of art. Will be Makusha forever. Do you remember this word? That's a part I once on the time of the crow. And the Parsha starts. The Parsha starts. Umiknei Rav Hoya Livnei Ruvain Ulibnei God. Otsum Ma'oit. For some reason, they had the Mikne Rav. I know Meforshim over here, different reasons why. Bnei Ruvain, Bnei God. They saw Vayiru Eretz Yazor Gilod Mokoi Mikne. So it says, Vayobu Bnei God, Bnei Ruvain. Vayomel Moshe Velozor Akoyim. They came to Moshe Velozor Akoyim. And they said, Atoro is Divon Yazor, all these. Makoymos in Avera Yardin, Ha'oretz Asher Hika Hashem Lefnei Adas Yisrael Eretz Mikno, He Velavadecho Mikne. This is good grazing territory, and we have a lot of animals. Then there's a Samach. Samach means Parsha Stuma, end of a Parsha. That's what Samach is. The Parsha is over. Next Pasuk. A new Parsha starts. Vayoymru, they continued, Vayoymru, imotzonu chen beinecho, yutan etza eretz azoyis labadecho. Very odd place for a parsha to stop in the middle of a sentence. It's literally in the middle of a, it's not a sentence, but everyone said, Eivar Yardin is great eretz mikne, and we have a lot of mikne. Can we please have it? Between that is a samuch. stop. What's that about? Every time there's a samach, that's why you stop there. By Kriya Satori, you stop the end of an Indian. You can't stop in the middle of an Indian if you want to make a new Aliyah. You let it stop here? Yeah, you let it stop. It's the end of an Indian. Why? This is a more thing of art. Satan the Yishalmi, Ikurim. Yishalmi said like this. Yishalmi says, Ein me, mission, the mission, I'm sorry, the, it's a mission Bikurim. Ein meviim Bikurim me ever ayarde. Ein meviim Bikurim me ever ayarde. Bikurim is only for Eretz Yisrael. So, Frekta Yishalmi, why? The mission Achroina there, if you look up the mission, brings the whole Yishalmi. It says Yishalmi two reasons. Number one is because it says Eretz Zolat Cholov Dvosh. Ever ayarde, even with the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael that it had, is not Zovat Cholov Dvosh. That's one time. It says it a second time. That it says in Parshas Bikurim, Ho'oretz asher nosati lo'avodecho, asher nosato v'loishe lo'kachto ba'atzmechem. Eretz Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Eivra Yardin has a bechino of lo'kachto ba'atzmechem. So it's potter from Bikurim. Two different reasons. Either because it's not Eretz Cholov Dvosh, or it's chosun asher nosato. Frekti Yerushalmi l'may nafkemino. And for the Yerushalmi, Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Could you bring Bikurim from Chatzi Shevet Menashe? Lefi the time of Eretz Ovat Chol Tzvosh, it's not. Eivra Yadim. Lefi the time, that is, you can't, because Lakachta Ba'atzmacho, that's only Ruvin Begot. Menashe not. Menashe is not called Lakachta. Okay, that's a mission Bikurim with the Yerushalmi. Pshat in Yerushalmi. It's a sugya. There's a pshat from Torah Sirfol, Rufol Shapiro. The Briskerov went with Azam Halach. You have to know the Yerusha Sa'oritz well. What would have happened if there was no Eivra Yardin? What would they left the whole thing? They would have just gone into Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mechelik of Eivra Yardin wasn't supposed to be concrete now. It was for later. Yemois HaMashiach, maybe. But maybe Chetzi Shevet Menashe. I'm not going into all the Torah there, but I just want the Beis Levi's Pshat. The Beis Levi learned Pshat in Yerushalmi, Pshutei Kimashmoi. Nasati means, I gave it. Lakachto, La'atzmacho means, you asked for it. That's what it means. Did I give it to you? Asked. So he says, Ruven v'god, asked. They said, it's Ruven God. Imotzonuchein b'necha, yuten oretz azois. Chatzi Shevet Menashe, they didn't ask. Because once Moshe Rabbeinu was giving, we included Chatzi Shevet Menashe. So back to the Yishalmi. L'fidim ad yom, you need Eretz Zohavetz Cholodosh, you don't have it. But if Asher Nosati, V'lo Yishal Lakachto, Ruven and Gor, they asked for it. So from them Yezicha don't bring Bikurim. But l'fidat man d'yom, the second man d'yom, then Chatzi Shevet Menashe you do. That's the basic living. So says Chaim Kinyevsky, Mordek of Shabbat, he's going l'fidis Pshat man d'yom Yishalmi. So Ruven and Gor, they wanted Eivra Yardin. He says, they're on the way. But they didn't want to ask for it. If you ask for it, then they lose Bikurim. If they come straight up to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, can we please have Eivra Yardin? They don't want to lose the schus to bring Bikurim from Eivra Yardin. So they said, like, they went over to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, listen, Eivra Yardin, Eretz Mikne. And we have tons of Mikne. Quiet. They were waiting. They were waiting. Right? Sometimes eating something, sometimes I'm eating something. Somebody goes to Nash and one of the little kids comes over and says, wow, I'm hungry. That's it. Tati, what are you eating? I never saw that. One after the other waiting, they don't want to ask. If it doesn't work, it's you try, finally, can I have some? You know, that's like haters, you marames. Sometimes you don't want to ask for something, you marames. You marames. So he says, Reuven because they were coming, but they wanted. We Eretz Mikne, we have cattle. They wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to say, you know what, let me think this over, I'll give you Eivra Yardin. Best of both worlds. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. No. You want it, you have to ask. You want it, you don't want it, you have to ask. So that's why there's a samach, because it's a stop, there was a pause. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't offering it. So they go, okay, they go right. That's the shot of time of the crow. Why there's a samach? It insists Lefi one man the Yom Yisham. The second man, the other. Lamaisa, you see that I always say this was Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a Musa Shmus. That's done. if the longest Musa Shmuz that Moshe Rabbeinu ever gave. I mean, Klal Yisrael did many Averis, Egil, the Meraglim. They didn't get this. Go count how many Pesukim it is. Thoughts and Pesuk Vov, Vayomi Moshe, Achechem Yovan Olchoma, Atem Teish from Poy, Pesuk Vov, Zayin Ches, Tes, Yud, Vayicharaf, Hashem, Yeralef. It's a lot of very, very long Toy. Very strong Toy Chochma. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu Klal Yisrael, they had Tainas. What was the Tainas on B'nai God, B'nai Reuven? What was the Tainas? What were they doing wrong? So I'm just going to mention two today, but there are more. Im pshuto shel mikra from the teichocha of Moshe, Moiridik, is be'ik one taina. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Achechem are going to all come to melchama, atem teishvu poi, lomo soni'un eslev b'nei Yisrael. You have a very, very good cheshbon. It happens to be, it's mevu and chazal, that they had some good cheshbonis. It wasn't only about Mikne. It wasn't only. Rashi and Parshas v'zois ha-brocho. It's a Rashi over there, no? Yosef. Rashi over there says they wanted to be with Kuras Moshe Rabbeinu. He was near Yarden. They wanted to be near the Rebbe. I don't know. There at the 770. They wanted to be near the oil. They wanted to be near the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was in Avra Yarden. Why didn't they say it? So say, it doesn't pass the Rebbe's mace. You want to be retinish that side. But it could be they had other, there were other cheshbonis over here. And I'm sure it wasn't for tourist purposes to make money. It was a good investment. Listen, was it a good investment? No. Lo yoda ish kvurasa. So it's not like, even though I think the Arabs say they do know. It's a menich. No, they say they do know. I'm not sure. What's it called? There's a name, there's a mountain, I forgot. They say they do, I don't know. But what's Moshe Rabbeinu's? Rabbi said, it's very powerful. Moshe Rabbeinu's teichocha was as follows. He said to them, whatever your cheshbonis are, from today till tomorrow, but you're part of a tzibur. You're part of a tzibur. And you're nene from the tzibur. You're part of Klal Yisrael for everything that means. They're going there, and you're going to stay here. Yeah, we need it. We want it. We need it. Eretz Mikne, it's hard for... I hear your cheshbonis. And what about the guy next to you? And what about the... And if you leave, what happens to the guy next to you? Where's your achrayus? Where's your achrayus? Everybody say, this is a musuk. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to them over the head. This is a musuk. We need Moshe Rabbeinu back today to give us the shmuz. Bocha makes a very, very good cheshbon why he has to leave a week and a half, 2 weeks early. A good cheshbon. Let's say it's a good cheshbon. When someone comes over to me and he has the cheshbon, I don't have a plan in the summer. I need it for this. I need it for that. I'm going to be burnt out. I'm not saying it's not machshavot. Well, hold on a second. What happens to Yichavrusa? Ayes to Mechila. What happens to Yinait Seyri Chavrusa? He doesn't mind. And what about that you're not the bench in the morning that's usually full? There's two people missing on the bench. What about the guys? If you would tell that to someone, they would look at you like today, off the wall. I have to make a cheshbon because the bench will be... What do you mean? I have a life to live. These are my important cheshbonis. Part of a tzibu when you daven. I have to leave early. I have to leave right after I finish the Lishman Esrei, this and this. You know what? Maybe it's better to daven at home. So don't daven. Daven at home. Daven at home. Wow, I need tefillah b'tzibu. Yeah, but you'll leave. Other people will see you leave. And it's daven at home. Why is it? Make a cheshbon. You're part of a tzibu. What, and maybe I'm making a reference. So you know what? So what should I do? You know what you should do? Don't come to the tzibur if you're going to make a riffing in. I know other places, Rabbi Yisai, that finish Shiva Asabatamas, and even a few days before Shiva Asabatamas. The guy feels, I hope it's great. It's a good Rabbeim there also. But Akoponim, Rabbi Yitzchak, listen, I'm not going to give more examples, but if you look at the shmooze, that was the shmooze. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't talk to them about money, about everything else. That was Lamas and Niyaz Leib. If you look at the Medrash over here, Rabbi Yitzchak, if you look at the Medrash is Mavur, then what was the Tviya on B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain? Because they were Mechaviv their Mamoin, Yoiser Minafoshes. And it says they were Bohol Achar Amamon. It was important Cheshboines, the money. But it says, Aloshin, that they weren't Zoicha to any Brocha in Eber Yarden, because in the Chenu Oimer it says, Nachalo Mivoy Heles Borishoino, Acharisa Loitavorich. It's a Bohol. They panicked about money, and you don't make clear decisions. Money was very important, and it brings that they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hidroi Tzoi Nase L'miknein. We have to build cities for the cattle. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, that's not how you say it. First you talk about Tapeinu, and then you talk about the money. The way a person talks is what's important to them. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, as you made the Tofel Iker and the Iker Tofel, and it should be Fakir. It's a lashon of Tofel the Iker. The Nefasha is Eretz Yisrael. The Ruchnius is the Iker. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, don't talk about money. Talk about money. You need money. Everything's very important. But it's Tofel. The lashon Tofel the Iker, like in Hilchos Brochas, when something is Tofel, it gets the din of the Iker. You make a brocha on the Iker. Whatever the Iker is, everything's going to be like that. If the Iker is money, your Torah is also going to be money. Your Torah is also going to be with that. If your Iker is money, it's going to, even when you learn, it'll be called, you'll give it a name, you'll call it the phrase, Torah v'gedula b'mokom echad. That's what it will be. Torah v'gedula b'mokom echad. That's what we call it. Once upon a time, there was such a Musaq. In Chazal, Rebbe, there was such a Musaq once upon a time. But that was the taina on B'nai God, B'nai Ruvin. The money, on Olam Hazeh, that you make irrational decisions, bohol on mammon. Me inyan le inyan. There's a, in Tehillim Mem Tes, there's a pasuk. It's one of the Levnei Korach Mizmur. Ha'azinu kol yoish ve'cholet. Listen, kol yoish ve'cholet is talking back to B'nai Adam, us. And the Adam are called Yoishvei Choled. Choled is Miloshem Chulda. Yes, we are called Chuldas. And all animals. Hazinu called Yoishvei Choled. So, Yalkut Shimoni and Tehillim Mem Tes, it's also Yishalmi and Shabbos. Rabbi Acha B'Shem, Rabbahu Rabbanon, Lama Moishel Kol Boi Oilam L'Chulda. Why are you Moishel Kol Boi Oilam L'Chulda? So two pshatim. Chadoma. Lefi shekol masha yesh b'yabosha, yesh b'yam. Every bria, animal, bal chai b'yabosha, you have doima to it. Its counterpart is in the yam. Chutz min achul. And Adam also. Nothing in the yam resembles mimin hachulda or an Adam. So they're yesh v'oretz. No other bria could you say fully yesh v'oretz. Because yesh k'moysa b'yam. Chulda is a yesh v'oretz, and a person. That's one pshat. Very aphoristic. But no, it's hagdor. It's hagdor. What's the pshat? Okay. I would tell you to look at the meforshim, but there aren't. There aren't so many meforshim that help out over here. I once looked. I want to try to find the pshat. It's not so easy. I don't know if it needs a pshat so much. I mean, aderech pshat has a pshat. Yesh v'oretz. The only ones that are totally yesh v'oretz is a chulda. And an Adam. I once saw it's a long time ago, so I'm not saying it over exactly because I remember exactly. But my chippus brought me to the Kutei Sichos from the Nachman. And Nachman says that the Pshat is Yam, Nachman Breslau says, Yam is a mokum taira. Kol Shebayam is always Tohar. The yam is doim, the tail is doim liyam. The yam gets you to a chuldah. It's a very aphristic animal. It can't belong to, it has no simani taira. It belongs, doesn't belong, it can't have shaykhas there. It belongs in an aphristic place. That's why ain kamoisa viyam. And an Adam, he also is stuck on the artist's table. But his job, Adam has a job to do, to make himself tov. You don't belong in the yam. You belong in the yam. You'll be there by the kisei kovid. You'll be there. You don't have to be there now. You belong on the artist's table, the afri's place, and make something out of yourself. Offers min adoma. It's afri, it's chulda, but chulda was min adoma. It stays that way. And Adam is starts adoma, but it becomes adama le'elyon. It's a, okay, but anyway, that's the first. I want the second man, the other. The chadomer, lomo, moisho kol bayoidom lechulda. Machulda zu goyreves umeinachas. What's the midah of a chulda? It's goyrev, food. That's what it does. That's what a chulda does. Either you choishish in the greves chulda, ain choishish in the greves chulda. That's what a chulda does. It goes around stealing, being goyrev food and storing it. Machulda zu goyreves umeinachas. Ve'eino yodas lemi meineches. Piles up food, and it doesn't always eat the food. Many times you find in a chulda hole or a cave leftover food. That's what it does. Busy, very busy, storing up all the food. Who's going to end up getting it? It has no idea. Kach bo'i oilam. Goyrin umeinichin ve'ein yodin lemi meinichin. Okay, so why are we nimshal l'chulda? Because we're goyrim. By chulda you ain't choyshishin, but by us, the nohug of b'nei Adam is you go around to collect ma'asef kesef, nice house, nice cars, nice this. Where's it going to end up? You have no idea. You just don't think about it. Goyrim, a whole lifetime, umeinichin, storing, it said, ve'ein yoidin l'mi meinichin. Where's it going to be in 50 years from now, 100 years? You have no idea. So what are you doing? You won't say, what exactly are you doing? No, we don't think about it. That's a chuldah. That's how Zinu called Yoshev. That's the Musa for Yoshev Cholah. That's is nimshal to a Santa, even though b'maimra musgur. If you're going to ask me, we once had a shmooze on an amolo. Yeah? The Medrash and Shlach. An Amola also spends its whole life collecting food. Thousands more times more food than it could possibly eat. Lechel Namola Otzel. You know, and by an Amola you find Chazal are being Meshabech than Amola. You should learn from it. And here it's Lignai. What's the difference? They're both storing up food its whole lifetime. That's what it does. So it's running, storing. And it's an amola is also any day lemi manachas. So what's the difference between an amola and a chulda? That's the end of the Maimara Muzgar. I'm going to leave it for the way afterwards. But we'll think about it. Akoponim, that's the chulda. Mitzunim Chaim Vloshin in the Ruach HaChaim in office, he says at the hair on HaSameach Bechelkoi. Chazal say, Mishi Yesh Loi Moneh, writes him, he's going there. Mishi Yesh Loi Moneh, writes him a sign. Always want more and more and more, and you're taking more. So what's the Avoida? So maybe one would think the Avoida is on the right to Messiah. Don't be such a Baal Taiva. On the right, don't be a right to Messiah. Yeah, that's what you have to work on. He says, no, that's not the Avoida. The Avoida is on the Yesh Loi Moneh. You don't have a mona. You have more than a mona. You have to make the mona into a messiah. That's on the mission of Sabiach Bechelko. Yeshli mona means the moshul is, I don't have what I need. I only have, look at this little. So this, the roitz is always double. The roitz is always, that's why it says, Ein oda meis, v'chetzi tavosa biyodai. Ein oda meis, l'chor it's shver, it should say chetzi. because you racially mona writes him a sign, he wants double. So when he's mace, he has a mona, maybe a big mona, he's writes. So he is mace with chetzi. And the answer is because what you don't have is always more enticing than what you do have, that's why. Yeah, it's half, but you like that mona better. What you don't have, you always want. What you don't have, the estrog in someone else's hand, is someone else's hand, is always nicer than what you're holding. Everyone knows that. Everyone goes to buy a estrog. You can have a nice estrog in your hand, but if someone else is holding the estrog, you can't take your eyes off it. It's always nicer than your estrog. Until he puts it down and you pick it up and you look and you see, it's always a cloud. Something that's by someone else is not by me. It could be the exact same thing, it could be less. So, but it's Teva b'nei Odom. Bakob on the Reb Chaim Lesser, the fourth over there, he says, Sameach b'chelkoi, you have to forget about the Messiah. You don't have him on it. You have Messiah. You have everything you need. That's it. Bakob on him. That's the chulda. Mention one more thing. You mentioned Gabi the Masois. Something from Parshas Mas. Okay, before this, last thing. It's a shame. At the end of the Parsha, by Evra Yardin, it says by B'nai Menashe. By B'nai Menashe, it says Yo'ir ben Menashe, Holach vayilkoi tchaviseim, vayikra esen, what did he call them? He built cities, Chavaz Yo'ir. Chava is like a kfar. Noivach, also from Menashe, he went vayilkoi des kenos vayikro lo noivach bishmoi. A diuk. They both called their cities after themselves. Chavas yoir, noivach. But by noivach it says bishmoi. Chavas by yoir doesn't say that. It says yoir took the chavas saying. Doesn't say Bishmoy. By Noivach it says he called it Noivach Bishmoy. What's the pshat? Someone once asked the Chazanish, he had to give the name to one of his children. And he wanted a name after grandmother. And it was a name he didn't like. Probably a nice Yiddish name, Lifsha, Brindy. So he wanted to add on something more geschmack. Wanted to make it two names. So he asked the Chazanish, if he gives it an extra name, does it still Yaitze? Was no. What's two names? Is it two names? Is it two? No, it's not. It's a separate name, different name. It's not. When you add on a name. The Chazanish held, so the Chazanish opened up Seif Parshas Matas. He says, how come it says, by Neubach Bishmoy, not by Chavath? Not by Yo'ir. What's the difference, Yo'ir? Because Yo'ir said Chavas Yo'ir. Chavas Yo'ir is not Yo'ir. Noivach is Noivach. That was Israel. That is not the. It's not the same name. The Minhag Olam is not that way. The Minhag Olam is not that way. And when you have to name your children, it's not about what you like. You don't have to live with it. They do. So make sure it's a name that they're going to be happy wherever they are living with it. That name. That's important. But Akoponim, there's another pshat over here. There's another pshat. The law, it says Vayikra law. Anyone know what the trup is? Who's a Balkoir here? Merchah Kfulo. Are you? How many Merchah Kfulo is in the Torah?
Maybe five.
I think less. You know any other ones? Or?
Yeah,
yeah. Yai, which what's over there? Vayove Layai. Those are the two that
it's
I. Oh, loy, vayovi loy. Loy is America kula.
And
what's yeah? Avi says there's one in Shmoyz. Akoparim, there's America kula. It's a long, but more important, the law. Rashi says law einoy mapike. It's not a mapike. Do you learn it? A lot of times, the Balkoi has to know. What's a mapike? It's not law. It's law. It's not a mapike. What's the difference? Says Rashi, Lefisha loynis kayim loy shein zeh. Didn't last. Didn't have atzlocha. He called it noivach, but not with a law. Not with a mapike, because it didn't last. Why didn't it last? Rashi doesn't say, but that's why it's not a mapikei. So the pshat is, in the mind based Hashayeva, he says it's a difference between Yo'ir and Noivach. Yo'ir built a city, and he called it Chavetz Yo'ir. He didn't call it only after his name. These are the houses, the kforim of Yo'ir. Noivach, he didn't say this is Noivach's land. He called it Noivach. He called it Noivach. This is Noivach. It's like putting your name. Noivach had his name on his license plate. People have a name. Someone walks around the name. They put it on buildings, statues, pools, dollar bills. Right? It's not Trump's idea, I'm saying. It was Noivach. So Mamela, Noivach was part and parcel of his money. So it's not a chelik of me. So Noivach. It wasn't this kind. That why it wasn't this kind. So Vayikol Noivach Bishmoi, he called it after him. This is me. This is Noivach's card. This is my stuff. So that's why here it says Bishmoi. That's why it's Yoy didn't do that. Yoy, it's me. I'm not my car. Car's not me. It's Chavetz Yoy Hakoponim. I wanted to mention something on the Masois, which is followed short. Parshas Masai, we have the Membeis Masois. There are Membeis Masois. The 42 Masois of the Midbar. I spoke about where's it brought lahalocha, the Membeis Masois. Two places. One is in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. Mishibur brings from the Tzor Amor. Mogen Avraham brings from the Tzor Amor. That you're not mafzik in Aliyah in the Membeis Masois. You're not mafzik because it's kineged the shame Hashem of Membeis. Is one of the shemes of Hashem is Yud Shem Membeis, and each masa is a different ois, and you're not mafsik in the shame. No hefsik. The aliyah goes straight on Shabbos. The longest aliyah. First, in your masa, there's a Shem Membeis that's also merumas in Ona Bekoyach. There are 42 words in Ona Bekoyach, and if you look at the Sidurim, each word it's connected one of the oisiyos of the Shem Membeis. The masses have to be, which I said, why is Ona B'Koyach on Shabbos? What's it doing like right before the Chodoydi, after Kabbalah Shabbos, right after Kabbalah Shabbos? It's Ona B'Koyach, what's it doing there? Because it's a masa. You made it through the week. Ongikomen, you made it through the week. It's a masa. Every week. Every week is a masa. You made it. You made it through a week. It's all going on a bekoyach. Person has many masois, as I'll say. There's a machloikis. We show him here is the kasha. Rashi, the Ramban void. Why is the Torah counting the Membeis masois? What's the Indian? What's the Indian to count all the Membeis masois? So, what's the Indian to count the Membeis masois? The book from Reb Chaim. Chaim says there's a pasuk in the Torah, "V'zacharta es haderech, asher yatzotu mimitzrayim." Shteit v'zacharta. If you don't know the derech, how can you be v'zacharta? It's a mitzvah. Lav dafka one of the tarayag. It's a mitzvah. So how are you supposed to be mekayim the v'zacharta if you don't know? If you don't know the, it's a brisket teretz. You have to have it for a mitzvah. You have to have the in the sefer Devar Shol. From Rabbi Yosef Shol Nachmanson, he says a different eretz. He brings the Rishonim that they all ask the kasha: how is it mutter for the Rambam to live in Mitzrayim? It says lo yisoshu b'derech hazeh. There's a lav, and this is the right to go back and live in Mitzrayim. Yes, the kaftuf aferech brings that the Rambam used to sign letters when he was in Mitzrayim that ani Moshe ha'oyve b'shol ishlavin b'kol yoyim. That's what the Kafto prepared me. Like the Rambam himself was Mesiachis to it. So it was the Heter, how it work. I'm not going into the Kafto. But the Rishonim ask, what was the Heter? Not only the Rambam. Many people went to live in Mitzrayim. And it's a sugya by the Achronim to work out to live there. What's the heter? So Rabbi Yosef Shaul says a noyer de gezach. He brings three rishonim: the Yireim, the Smak, and the Hagoyis Maimonos, that all say the issur to live in Mitzrayim is not stam to live there; it's to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. If you're anywhere else in the world and you go to Mitzrayim, there's no problem. Loi soshuv, to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. The Ritvo in Yuma, and Daf Lamed Ches also says it, and he adds in a word. He says the Isra is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, Derech HaMidbor. Not only from one to the other, Derech HaMidbor. I don't know if a plane, maybe such a plane is also, but Derech HaMidbor. There, to go back. Says Rabbi Yosef Shaul, he's going to take it a step weiter. The issur is to go back from Eretz Yisrael HaMidbar through the 42 Masos. The issur is if you go back the way you came. If you go from Eretz Yisrael HaMidbar a different way, you're not over the issur. The way you steiged, don't make that same mistake. The way you grew, the way you got out, don't go back that way. So says Rabbi Yosef Shaul. So the Torah has to tell us what were the 42. The Chaim said it for the essay of Zacharta. He says it for the lav of Loisoshu B'derech, to go back. I once saw someone asked, I think it was Reb David, that it's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy by the Klolos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll send you back to Mitzrayim in ships, ba'aniyos. It's not Derech HaMidbar. I'll send you back in ships to Mitzrayim. It's not Derech HaMidbar. Pashtus, with the Hanocha, that the Klola was. So he said, look at the Targum Yonison over there. Targum Yonison says, I'll send you ba'aniyos Derech Yam. He says, in the Yamsuf. Not stam in the sea. He means you'll go back, Adarabba, you're going back the same way, through the Midbar, through the Membeit Masois, including the Yamsuf. You went through the Yamsuf, fakert. If you're the Targum Yonison and Mishtims, we mean you went through the Yamsuf to go. I call upon him like this. That was the Achroinim, it's always more Geshmak. In Rashi over here, almost Rashi says, Lama nichtavu hamatzoyis halolu. Lama nichtavu. Rashi says, Abshat lohidiyah chasodom shel mokoy. It was a gzeira. You would think Kodesh Baruch Hu was metaltel them 42 different places. 42, 40 years, every year a different place. Says Rashi, when you count the places, you'll see that most of them were in Shonarish. The first year, out of the 40 years, it was only 20 places. So it's coming to be more that there was a rachamim in the gzeira. Even though it was a gzeira, taltal on the midbar, don't think they were moving around place to place. No. Most of the time it was miyushuv. And then Rashi brings a second shot. No, what's Rashi's second shot? From Rav Moshe Adarshan. Moshe lemelech shehoye b'noi choyle. Hoylichoy lemokim rochoyk lirefuwasoy. They traveled and traveled till they came to the refuah. When they were choyzer, and they went back, they would start counting the places. Oh my Lord. The father said to his child, Kan Yashananu, remember we slept over here. Kan Hukarnu, we cooled off. Kan Choshashto Yishroishcho. Remember what happened over here? Needs a pshat the Rashi. I'll say in a second. That's the Rashi. Coming out to the Rishonim. The Ramban, over here, you'll take a look. He brings from the Mor Nevuchim that the reason why they're tired, because people will think, how did Klal Yisrael survive for 40 years in the Midbar? It must be the 40 years were all around, close to a Mokim Hayishuv. There were hotels nearby, stores nearby, they had food. The Torah wanted to specify, no. These places are so far from the Yishuv, to be Magdil the Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them with the Be'er, that I may cover it. Maybe not, no, look at these were the places. Adolas HaNes, that's the Ramban. Okay, so like this. Once saw in a sefer from the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. His name is Rav Shaul Bracht. a sefer called Shol Bechir Hashem. He's a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. And he says, Tziyadua, there's a minug to lane the masois with a special nigin. I don't know if the Yerlim is familiar. There's a shiru, yeah? You lane it with a nigin?
Not by courage,
just no more. No more. You know the nigin?
Well,
no. of the masois. There's a nigin of a shira. There's a nigin of a shira. Anyone familiar? Anyone here? No one heard the nigin? You never daven in a chassid. You never woke up late and daven in the chassid. The shishtim. Yeah, what's going on over here? I try sometimes. I buy the aliyah of the masois, the shul. But I make it tonight with the Balkoyer before, that he has to lane it with I say, I'll pay more. I bribe him, I said, I'll give you a Misha Berich. I don't automatically give Vani Yiva Balkoyer. But if he lanes it with the Niggin, I call upon him. So afterward, you'll teach it to the it's a Niggin Meyuchan. Now, the Chasam Sofer, in his shul, he did not lane the Niggin Meyuchan. Why? The Chasam Sofer timed it like this. If it's a simcha, then you lane it with a nikin shel simcha. If it's a simcha, vayisu mechatzeret vayachanu birismo, vayisu merismo, vayachanu birimo impore. He says, if it's a nikin shel simcha, b'shira. He says, l'fi the Ramban's tam, that it was lahagdil hanes, so you lane it with simcha. He says, l'fi Rashi, not only the first time he held that it's Puronius, he says the second time also. They went back and looking over the midbow when you finished, yeah, there was the Chet Egel, Moraglim, Kivras HaTaivo. That's Teichocho. He learns it's Teichocho. That's not a Nikon Shel Simcha. So in the Chasam Sofer Shul, he did not lane, as I state in the Shol Bechir Hashem, with the Nigin, Miyuchat, because of Rashi. So he writes afterward, Sholbrach writes, he says he always had a pella otzum on this because it was yedua that the Chasam Sofer had a chavivus miyuchedes to the Ramban. Some say he was a nitzitz from the Shmosu shel Ramban. And he writes in the Chasam Sofer's yeshiva, he used to tell the Bochum, when you learn Chumash Rashi, learn Chumash Rashi with Ramban. When you learn Chumash Rashi, learn it with Ramban. And I'm telling the Olam to learn Chumash Rashi. Chumash Rashi was one thing, but some said the Chumash with Rashi. When you learn Chumash Rashi, it's a letter with the Ramban. That was the, and whoever did it, the Chasam Sofer was very mekariv them with chavivas. That's right. So he says, everything the Chasam Sofer did was alpi the Ramban. And he had a pella, why over here was the Chasam Sofer choshesh for Rashi? He says he lived with this kasha his whole life, but he didn't have the guts to ask the Chasam Sofer. He's going to ask his rabbi, he didn't have it. And he never got the answer. If you're waiting for the answer, I don't have it. He doesn't have an answer. I was misspoiled, he didn't ask his rabbi. Is there anything today you won't ask your rabbi, Rabbi Zayin? I'm just saying, look at the Rabbeim from once upon a time. I'm jealous. The Rabbeim, they had this chashivas to them that the Bachar knew he can't ask anything. It's a little posh to mention. Today you could say, should I eat today chicken for lunch or should I try the fish, Rabbi? What does Rabbi think? Akoponim, once upon, he was afraid to ask. You would be proud to ask your Rebbe such a kasha. I was afraid to ask. It's personal. Why he's knowing like this? Don't bother your Rebbe. Akoponim, this is so basically. What I want to end up with like this. Kachi darka shel Torah. I want to be choylik a little bit on the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is held only lefi the Ramban and tzaddikin shel Simcha, and not lefi Rashi. He says the second shot of Rashi, they went back. what happens when they went back? And the father tells them, Kan chashashnu es roishcho, kan hukarnu, different things that happened. He was telling, they went on a trip, and they had a lot of nisyonis on the trip. It wasn't poshut the whole trip. But when they went back, the father points out, you remember over here, yashanenu, hukarnu, is that a teichocha? I want to say no. That's not a teichocha. That's a simcha. When you're middle of the trip and you're having nefilas, you never know what's going to happen. Yashanenu, hukarnu, chashashnu eshroishoi, in Meforsha, maybe the Shem Yishmul blues down, it's referring to ruchnias nika nefilas. What happened there? Yashanenu means you are fashlofen. You weren't into it. A few days you are fashlofen. Hukarnu, where were they fashlofen? They woke up late from Matan Torah. Hukarnu is kriras, no, it's lavas. Chashashnu eshroishoi. Different machshavas, crazy things that were happening, the membeis masoyis. But at the end, they made it. If you make it to the finish line, you get up and you look back, and you can look back and sing over the whole membeis masoyis. You could sing over the whole zman with a nigun shel simcha. Yeah, there was an afila there. This is what happened. We made it. The Yetzer Hara didn't win. We made it. Look at us. We made it. We're holding an Ein Sof at Moitz in the Davade. Was it easy? I never had an easiest man in my whole life. I once asked a bocher at the end of the year. I said, if you could go back and do it again. There's a bocher that had the seyidus. And I said, but Baruch Hashem, he learned, he shteit. I said, now that you know where all the pitfalls are and what to be careful and how, would you, if you had a chance to go back and do it again, would you do it again, the year? He said, no. I said, why? I don't mean the other story I tell over. I don't mean the other story, another bocha that I asked. I don't know who it is. After he made a seam on the Mishavura. I asked him when he left, would you do anything again? He said, no. I said, why? He said, I came to Seder every day. First day, I learned Fridays. Well, I wouldn't do anything different. Why should I do it again? That was his story. But this one had a lot to do different. It's a different story. A lot of days, I asked him, if you got another chance, would you take it? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because I don't know if I'll have the koichas. He said, I made it. I struggled, crazy in the sinus, but look at me. You know what it took? You know what it took? It wasn't easy. I, who knows? Take another chance, do it again, you never know. Who said I could do it? Rabbi said, it's a certain histaklus that after you went through it, it's not about I missed that day and I didn't get this sugya. Yeah, kan yashanu, kan karnu, and but we made it. Rabbi say, I sing that as a nigun shel simcha. I sing that as a nigun shel simcha. Mameila, I'm going a little bit not like some sofer that manias daiti. You could sing it with a nigun shel simcha. Bein lefi the Ramban, bein lefi Rashi. Have a great Shabbos.